Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Chip Bell's here. I know. Yeah, I'm excited too. Chip's the founder of the Chip Bell Group, co-author of something under 100 books with a sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Wired and Dangerous is an award, one of his award-winning books. 9.5 principles, not to be confused with 10.25 principles, 9.5 principles of innovative service, customer loyalty, service magic. You're starting to get the picture. He's our good friend, Chip. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Always wonderful to be with you, and happy Valentine's.
Hey, when it almost is, isn't it?
Yeah, almost here.
When is that? You know, I've been married so long, I don't keep up with that anymore.
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. How about that? I'll be reminded. I'll get a reminder a little bit later on.
In the morning,
a little bird will waft
right. When you don't have a Valentine's, you'll get reminded.
You know, I think these women have it worked out where if they're not sure if we're remembering, they get one of our mutual friends to kind of, you know.
Right.
Now you haven't forgotten about that Valentine's for your wife. It's like a conspiracy. Anyway, it's good to have you back. And
well, thank you, sir.
As in the spirit of what you and I talk about all the time, which is how to love up our customers more and more. What's on your mind?
Well, I love talking about that, and I think it's all about reminding the customer how important they are. And I want to give you, I will start with a quick example of one that happened to me last year. My dry cleaner, when I went in to pick up my dry cleaner on Valentine's Day, the person behind the counter gave me one of those candy kisses in the aluminum foil and said, "Thank you. Happy Valentine's. Thank you for my paycheck."
Wow. I'd love it if somebody said that to me.
I know.
I have said to my customers when they paid me, I've said thanks for the food.
Yeah, that's right. But I think it's a good message to say we need the customer to know that linkage that we don't take them for granted and that we value them because they brought us our paycheck. Without them, we wouldn't be having a paycheck.
So right.
I think this might be a good season to do that.
Well, I think that, and you make a good point about how to extend this to our employees. This would be a good training method, and maybe get them a little bit, experienced for
right.
there to be a reason to say thank you for your customers. You know, I spoke to a college class yesterday about the age of the customers, a group of salespeople.
Right.
People who are going to want to be professional salespeople, and you know, I was at the end, I encouraged them not to say no problem to a customer. Just don't say it.
Why remind them of the negative?
Why bring it? Why introduce a problem? If the word problem, if there isn't a problem, if everybody's happy, why bring that word up? And you know,
exactly.
it made sense to them, and so you can't get to love if you can't get away from saying problem.
Right. That's true. Absolutely.
So this is where training comes in, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, the word delight and the word problem don't go in the same category.
That's right. I hate to sound like an old guy, which I am, but in your day and my day, nobody had to tell us to say thank you.
It was ingrained in us because if you didn't say thank you, your mama reminded you.
Well, you didn't get your supper, but the thing is that the millennials and they don't realize they're not saying thank you because they're not grateful. They have to be trained, and they don't realize
right.
how big a deal that is, do they?
Oh, sure. How many times do I remember my mother saying, "Say thank you"?
Right.
Say thank you.
Yeah.
So you got that constant training, like you said, to learn that was a part of the gratitude you expressed to somebody else. And I think it definitely is needed in the world of the customer.
Well, the reason that I bring this up, and the reason, and millennials, please don't think I'm picking on you, because you know how much I love you. You know, I've said a million times before, you're probably the best people we've ever raised. But
right,
what, if you think about it, Chip, when they hand you your stuff, and you say thank you because that's what we're trained to do,
yeah.
Right? And
right.
Even though you're the customer, they look at you with this big grin on their face like they're so proud of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And then they say,
oh.
No problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they
always,
don't,
every.
They don't
yeah,
realize
yeah,
that
even,
this negative.
Exactly. Well, I watch what happens because you and I travel every week, and I every time I go through the TSA, I always turn to the person who's running that machine and say, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
You can't imagine the reaction I get. It's like, oh, gosh, somebody acknowledged the fact that what I'm doing is important because, obviously,
right.
While it's frustrating to go through it, it's keeping us safe on that airplane. And so it's little things like that. You know, I watched somebody walk up to a woman who was in the airport. We're all sitting in the gate area, and she's coming through with a little thing, cleaning everything. You've seen them, you know,
yep,
with a little
yep.
broom and a
uh-huh.
sort of a dustpan thing, cleaning everything. And I watched somebody look at her and say, thank you so much. And you, she just sort of lit
beamed.
Up the area.
I bet she beamed,
you
yeah.
know.
Well, and
like
I do
you
that.
Matter.
I do that when people wait on me. I say, good job. If they do a good job, I say, good job.
Yeah,
and
sure.
it lights their face up. I mean, they just love it. And so if they like things like that, I mean, think,
right.
think about what a customer likes if they're giving you their money. They're parting with
exactly.
their money.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think.
And these
you know,
are all human being things we're talking about. This is all analog stuff.
Absolutely. Like you say, this is analog. This ain't digital.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
And, so, but it's important.
Well, there's no question.
And maybe Valentine's a good time. We should do it all year round, but at least Valentine gives us a chance to think about what am I doing to enlighten and enhance the life, enrich the life of somebody else who's giving me service.
And see, this is another example. I love that your story about the little candy.
Just a little candy kiss.
It's amazing what a prop will do when you're trying to train somebody to do something. If you say,
right.
hand somebody this candy and say thank you for your business. Now, if you tell them, just say thank you for the business, that's going to be harder for them, believe it or not.
Oh, it is.
But if you
it
give,
is.
If you tell them to give somebody something which they're going to like,
right.
And then say thank, but you, when you do it, you have to say thank you for your business. So I like that candy idea. So, folks, go buy some candy canes and train your people how to do that. Chip Bell, I need your website, please.
ChipBell.com.
Pretty easy. All the books are there, folks. All the things that he does to help you love up your customers. I encourage you to follow him. You will thank me later. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. At least the mystery is
gone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.